Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to go visit Israel with Franklin Graham and his sister, Sissy Lynch, as they're going and looking, and he's showing her the Sea of Galilee. It just touched your heart. Imagine you've been able to take your daughter there while she's pregnant with your grandchild. And it's just really, it's another part in our series, 7 days in the Holy Land. Let's take a look.
When Jesus journeyed throughout Israel, it was by foot, by donkey, or by boat. Standing here on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, I can almost see him stepping into a small fishing boat, looking forward to some peace and quiet on the beautiful water.
Here we are, Sissy, in Galilee. Behind us, back over here, that's the head of the lake. That's toward Capernaum. This way is towards Nazareth. You would have gone through that valley right there. Jesus would have walked through that valley on his way to Nazareth. This is to the south. This is towards the outflow of, and the Jordan River goes out along the Jordan Valley. But this is the Sea of Galilee right here. Here you are. Jesus was here on the sea, and this storm comes. Now remember, these are experienced sailors, these fishermen. They are not novice. They knew exactly what they're doing. And the wind and the waves were so bad, and the waves were coming over the boat, and they were now afraid for their life. They were afraid they weren't going to make it. And Jesus was in the back of the boat, asleep. And they went and they woke Jesus, and they probably, Jesus, we're drowning. Don't you even care that we're about to die? And I think for those guys out here in that boat that day, it was pretty dark. They had lost all hope. They didn't see a way out. They knew that they were going to perish. And they wake Jesus up. Don't you care? Aren't you concerned? We're about to die, and here you are sleeping. And Jesus said, ye of little faith. The Bible says, he got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. He spoke, and as soon as he spoke, it was just, it was exactly like it is right now, completely calm. And then the Bible says, the men were amazed. What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And for all of us, we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in our boat. And when those storms come and those waves come and of life, we all go through those storms in life. He's in the boat with us.
That's so powerful. I mean, Think about it. I mean, America's like that ship today, right now. And what are we saying? Are we saying, God, don't you care that we're perishing, that the storm is hitting our nation? Or are we saying, you know what? I got confidence in the Lord that I serve, that the wind and the waves and the politicians, they all have to listen to him. We need to have that kind of confidence. I mean, if we thought it was over, we wouldn't be here. We have hope. We have great hope. That's why you hear us talk about a God send revival, send a third great awakening, because God can just stop all this storm. He can speak to the waves. He can speak to the craziness that's going on. This is a turbulent storm that's taking place. Everything that can be divided is divided. Everything, storm is hitting everything.
And it's all coming in at one time.
Yeah. And you're seeing people say, I remember it was this particular meeting and they were talking about people running for national office. And somebody from the audience says, well, which man's going to save us then? That was the context of what she was saying in this particular arena when they're asking. It's like the only man that can save you, Jesus Christ, that he's able to speak to the wind and the waves. I mean, the disciples were going, God, don't you even care? Don't you see what's happening to marriage? Don't you see what's happening to our people and us and things and the craziness that God's going? Of course I care. Of course I care. And he says, this is what he said. He said, you of little faith. I mean, do you have more faith in the political system? Hopefully, this is, I believe, what the Lord is doing. He's helping us by saying, see, you trusted the political system, and look what it's done for you.
Yeah.
You trusted some political party, and you were more loyal to it than you were to me. Look what it's done for you. You trusted the economy and money more than you trusted me. Now look what it's done for you.
You've exercised your faith. You've chosen. You said you wanted to believe that message, and look what it's produced.
And so he's proving to us, like he did to Israel, when the heavens dried up and everything began to just not provide like it did, so he could say and show himself as, I'm Jehovah Jireh. Mm. I am the provider. That's what this is about. This is about God showing himself mighty, us turning to God and turning away from everything else, the loaves, the garlics, the fish, all this stuff. And it's every one of us, us included. And just turning to him, knowing that he is trustworthy and he is able. America's like that ship. But you know what? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm. Are you crying out and saying, don't you care? Or are you going like, I trust you? Are you having an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you abiding with him? A lot of people want to, but they just need a plan. We have one for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You request it, and you'll find a simple way where you can begin to sit down with God on a regular basis, and you'll have that calmness and the peace. It's your hiding place. He's your hiding place when all this rough storm and the waves are hitting America. Mm-hmm. More waves are going to come. It's going to get rougher. But we're supposed to be calm. We're supposed to be sleeping in the bottom of the boat. We're supposed to be just active as light in the midst of this darkness. And our God is going to move in a powerful way. We're going to go to this break and come right back and talk more about what it was like when we were in Israel and when I was standing on the side of the Galilee. It was so cool to be able to see Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Lynch, and spend that time in Israel. It makes me think about when went to Israel, and when I was there, I was on the side of the Galilee where they were at, and that boat, by the way, is like anchored out there. It's permanently there. I think it's sitting on some sort of something. It just stays there. It doesn't go anywhere, which is kind of biblical, I guess.
I was actually on a boat there on Sunday. They brought another one in.
Yeah, but this particular one they were pointing out, and I remember standing on the side of the Galilee. I was staying in a kibbutz. A kibbutz is what they used to be able to establish Israel, where families lived together in community. They worked the farm together. They started businesses together, and the kibbutz are still there today. And you can stay, by the way, if you go to Israel, and you can stay at kibbutzes, different places, versus staying at some hotel
like with
running water and all that. Well, you just don't get a chance to spend more money.
I wish I wanted the kibbutz, actually. I wish that.
Yeah, because every day you're eating around the table with people,
family.
Everybody wasn't from Israel. They were doing like we were doing, but we did. And it was just really encouraging to meet the folks. And but I remember having jet lag. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh my goodness, I have to preach in about 5 hours, and I am wide.
Wow.
I was wide awake. Now, Pat was sleeping.
Well, that's normal for Pat. I mean,
he was sleeping. I mean, it was amazing what he could do. He could sleep.
While he was sleeping, I wanted to see the sun rise over the Sea of Galilee.
So I didn't really want to see it rise.
I've got pictures I want to show Pat because he was, that was a wonderful experience, just watching the sun rise.
It's just like the Bible comes alive in that land.
Oh, it does. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I was on the side of the Galilee, and I remember I was, praying. I thought, would it be nice to be able to go back and talk to my friends and those who are connected to me to say, I prayed your name out over the Galilee. I just prayed, and, I was talking to God about you over the Galilee.
Mm.
And as I was doing that, I had somebody come up to me. I thought I was the only one with jet lag. And it was a prophet that began to prophesy to me. And God just began to speak to me about what we're doing today.
Wow.
In detail. And it happened on the side of the Galilee, close to where Franklin and Sissy were at. But you were on a boat.
Right? Yeah, it's amazing. Actually, I've
in Israel.
In Israel, and yeah, I've been on a couple boats.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, right.
We don't want to talk about that, but yeah, I was on a boat, and it was beautiful. But
the boat or the ocean? Or
the ocean, the boat. I mean, the Mediterranean? Really, everything is so pretty. Everything's just so nice in Israel. It just really is. And but what I remember distinctly about the Sea of Galilee was watching the sunrise and having my abiding time there in the morning. It was so peaceful. It was, and just like you said, you know, right. I wanted to pray and I wanted to be, take the whole experience in. And I highly recommend if you get a chance to visit Israel, do it. I mean, you know,
it's the perfect time.
It's the perfect time.
Perfect time.
You know, the weather's kind of similar to what it is on the Gulf Coast, you know, there. And you'll be impacted by it. I mean,
I think Franklin Graham, they have a tour going. I know that Daily Audio Bible has one going out. And
Sid Roth goes often too.
Yeah, it's Sid Roth. If you want to be excited, Sid Roth.
Yeah.
No,
miracles.
Yeah, low energy would be the Daily Audio Bible. He's very easy listening type person. But you know, make a point to go there. One thing that one terrorist attempt that's taking place is trying to affect tourism in Israel. Cause people to be afraid to go there. The safest place probably in the world.
Safest I've ever felt.
Oh, this is what the mayor of Jerusalem said. He says, when I go to America, I get really worried. I pray that I come back safely because per capita, America has way more crime than Israel has. Israel is a very safe. As a matter of fact, God even watches over the land. But I want to pray for you right now. And I just want to encourage you. As all these things are going on, realize in this boat, this rocking and the storm that's happening, we can have peace as we abide with the Lord, trust in the Lord, and realize that he that does not have the Lord over him watches his house in vain. But if you have him over you, it's not in vain. God's watching your back. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you today, Lord. I pray a blessing over each and every one in our audience. I thank you for Franklin Graham and his daughter, Lord, Sissy, Father God. I pray that you'll bless them. Bless Israel. Protect them, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that a revival would break out in the Palestinian people, Father God. That all of a sudden you begin to speak to them in their dreams, Father God. They begin to get saved and just become a friend of Israel, Father God. We pray for protection and the peace of Jerusalem, God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll